This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A genetics company in Spain used the image of a Down syndrome child to promote testing for disability with text that translates essentially as, "You can have tranquility with our complete and non-invasive test for prenatal disabilities." That is probably bad enough, but then imagine the pain of a mother who is already struggling with her daughter's fight against cancer and, seeing the ad, realizes that the multi-billion dollar company stole her Down syndrome daughter's image to promote the genetic deselection of those like her. Christy Hoos says it broke her heart to see her daughter's image used that way. 95% of positive test results become a death sentence for Down syndrome babies. Abortion providers, in a rush to capture clients, often seek ways to get around laws in those states requiring parental consent for those abortions among minors. Pro-life organizations want to close those loopholes. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill Tuesday to stop courts from simply rubber-stamping exemptions to that state's parental consent law. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, Donald Trump is a self-declared pro-life candidate for the presidency, and French legislators are debating a bill allowing forced starvation of terminal patients. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.